From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A week ago today, an American soldier named Kira Durkin died in Afghanistan. At first, the military reported that she died in action, but she died inside Bagram Air Base with a gunshot to her head. That misstatement made for a bumpy start to the investigation into Kira Durkin's death. We have two reports, the first from NPR's Libby Lewis.
This much is true. Kira Durkin was red-haired and Irish-born. She spent 30 years on this earth, and now she's gone. She was with the Massachusetts National Guard. She'd been in Afghanistan since February on a year-long tour. Her family says she often visited the chapel at the sprawling Bagram Air Base north of Kabul. The Army found her body outside that chapel last Friday night. All that is true. The rest shows how a mix of mistakes, grief, and rumors, operating in a near vacuum of hard information, can create layers of confusion rather than understanding. It's not that there is no hard information, it's just that the Army isn't sharing much of it. Mara Durkin is one of Kira Durkin's older sisters.
We need answers. We'd like answers. We want to know how our beloved Kira spent the last moments of her life and why. Was she taken from us?
Chris Gray is a spokesman for the Army's Criminal Investigation Command.
Our agents were at the scene within minutes and opened our investigation quickly after the incident.
Early Saturday, the Army notified Durkin's family about her death. They gave few details. That day, the military reported Durkin was killed in action in Afghanistan.
That was a mistake, and it is regrettable.
That's Major Jack McKenna speaking for the Massachusetts National Guard. Here's how this mistake happened. McKenna said a guardsman on weekend duty, new to the job, got the first sketchy details about Durkin's death in Afghanistan. The guardsman assumed Durkin had died in combat, and he drafted a news release that said so. McKenna said there's been a lot of turnover at the Public Affairs Office of the Massachusetts National Guard.
We all are relatively new to this position, and the reason that we're new in this position is because all of our public affairs folks are actually serving right now in Iraq.
Durkin's family spent that first weekend confused and desperate for information. On Monday, the family got word their sister hadn't died in combat, but there was still little information, even though the Army had conducted a physical examination as part of its autopsy. Three congressmen pressed the military on the family's behalf. So did the Irish government. By midweek, rumors were swirling around the case. Durkin was gay. Did that play a role in her death? Or did her job in the finance unit, helping soldiers and civilians get money on the base? Charles Gittins says there's a good reason the Army is willing to allow rumors to waft up instead of releasing preliminary information in a death investigation.
Families generally want to know the truth.
Gittins is a military law expert who was involved in the case of Pat Tillman, the Army Ranger killed by friendly fire in Afghanistan in 2004. For a month after his death, the military maintained he had died at the hands of the enemy. But Gittins says the Army way is to withhold information until it knows all the facts.
More information may change the ultimate conclusion, and if they report a preliminary conclusion before they have all the data in, and it changes, that causes distrust on the family's part generally.
Army investigators spent 4 hours with Durkin's family on Wednesday night. After that meeting, the family said they had confidence in the Army's investigation. As for whether Durkin's death is being considered a suicide or a suspicious death, the Army officially is not saying. Spokesman Chris Gray.
As it stands right now, it's an undetermined death, and we will investigate it fully until we determine exactly what happened to this soldier.
Which is what Durkin's family and the public really want. Libby Lewis, NPR News.